Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. The mission of Divine Goddess Radio is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us four times a month on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock.
It's like, what?
The second, fourth Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we have Digits and Tea with Beth and Marie. And it's like a half hour to an hour show that provides information on the energetics of what's going on in the universe. And the first and third Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock, we have Phone In and Ask Your One Question. If you have any questions or comments or feedback, please email Marie and Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. As well as we would absolutely appreciate if you went into our Facebook page and liked our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. If you want to set up a goddess party or a class with us, you can have a class of 10 people. The host or hostess is free, and we do travel, and the price will vary on that. So you can also contact us again at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can go visit our website at www.divinegoddessradio.com. Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday to Listen to with Dustin Marie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So this show this evening is our What the Heck is Going On in the Universe and with the Energy Show. A lot going on, a lot of people feeling, my God, just stuff. And actually, people are really feeling very similar things. So if you're talking to friends and you're saying, God, this is happening and this is happening, and your friends are going, yeah, that's exactly what I'm having. I just had that on Friday night, a friend of mine. Every symptom that I talked about, she has the exact same symptom. So it's happening to all of us, so you're not alone. And hopefully we can explain it so you can understand what's happening and help yourself, and we can help you ease through it.
And all I can say is, everybody, because we have the store that we're in association with, called the White Buffalo Spiritual Healing and Gift Store in Anoka, Minnesota, everybody, all the customers today were saying the same thing. Everybody's experiencing anxiety, not knowing what it's about. I had more people going, I'm on medication, and I don't like it. Again, Marie and I are not in the medical profession. That's our disclaimer, so we're not here to prescribe or counsel. We're counseling to a degree. I have the education for it. Marie goes off and, you know, she has good advice, life experience. We base off life experience. We give you information, and what you choose to do with it is what you choose to do with it. But we're never going to tell you not to go see your doctor and not to do something. It's a free will choice. We're just presenting information to you that you can sit here, decipher, discern for yourself what's in your best interest. So that's what we do here. So, and anxiety is all about, people are tuned in with the universal consciousness of anxiety, because we're all in that moment right now energetically of not knowing what the hell is in our future. What's coming ahead, we know something's up. I don't care if you're tuned in or not, but somebody, everybody knows there's something going on, whether it's the look of the weather, crazy weather patterns, animals, kids, what you're feeling, but there's massive change that is going on, folks, massive change. So, again, that will create, by chance, you happen to be tuning into the station right at this moment. So,
yep, so let's kind of start with what's been happening. On July 25th, Venus went retrograde. So, and it'll go forward September 6th. But what Venus in retrograde does is it really helps us all examine relationships. Because Venus is the planet of beauty and love and, you know, fashion, glamour, all of those things. So when Venus goes retrograde, don't take it as something like, oh, my God, my relationship is going to fall apart. What it's going to highlight is this relationship strong? Will it weather you through? So if you're examining relationships, and it also includes relationship with self. So in a retrograde period, you want to redo or renew or re-examine. So since July 25th, you know, relationship simmering, they're coming to a head. So, if you haven't, if you've got issues that you haven't resolved in the past, they will slap you in the face, so to speak.
And you guys, this includes business relationships. It's all relationships.
It's all relationships. And even like I said, with self. So if you are, you know, a lot of people during this time may have self-esteem issues come up, or worthiness, or what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Look at it and examine what it is that maybe something is not working in your life. Why are you having those feelings? Why are they coming up? Family relationships. You know, if you are really trying to make things work with family members, and you give them the benefit of the doubt, and then you go to a family gathering and you're slapped in the face with it, like, okay, you know what? I really don't belong. I don't belong. I am just way above in vibration, and I just have to move on.
Welcome to my world, Marie. Welcome.
Yeah. And, you know, and it can be with parents. It could be with siblings. It could be with cousins. Romantic relationships. If you were wondering before and there might have been a few cracks in the relationship, this time, well, either you'll either break it or you'll be stronger than ever. And, you know, for people, I've seen a couple people get engaged during this time, but it's cemented their relationship. That's what this energy did. So it's not all negative. You know, use it as a positive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable working through it, but in the end, it depends on what you're going to get out of it.
That's right. And so what this energy is, along with the Lion's Gate, which we'll talk about, plus there's, I believe, another 4 or 5 planets that are going retrograde, but it's all about pushing us out of our comfort zone. So if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're, you know, thinking, okay, there's change coming and I'm uncomfortable, it's for a reason.
She's in Rife uncomfortable. I'm telling you.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, also, you know, with Venus retrograde, it also is signifying return of the goddess.
Yeah.
And a great paradigm shift away from the dominator-victim culture that we've been living in for, I don't know, how many thousands of years. So, it's allowing us to have responsibility for our own lives and creating boundaries. Because remember, if you don't give power to something, you can't let it abuse you. So this is also...
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm just looking at you. So you know, think about that. Boundaries are being tested. People are talking about boundaries. In readings, I'm having a lot of boundary issues, but that's because with the planetary configuration, it's bringing all of that up. So remember, reclaim your power.
You know, there's a lot of people, relationship to you guys, it's relationship, human to soul. There's a lot of individuals that are making a decision of whether or not you're staying or leaving. So you're going to end up finding out if your soul is staying or you're going, damn it, I'm done. And then all of a sudden when you hear the, oh, no, you're not, not any more tired than the next person, you just have to reach out and find your group.
Absolutely. And also, Pluto was in the spotlight, too, because I'm sure you guys are all following along with the fact that we're getting pictures from Pluto, and so that Pluto energy is very high. But because of that, we're experiencing more power struggles as the old system loses its footing.
Ooh.
So we're seeing more signs of economic collapse, severe climate changes. Many spiritual people are predicting the economic system is going to be... There's going to be a huge global reset.
Woo-hoo!
September and October.
Yeah.
So listen to what you tune into. You know, if you're hearing these things, you're not off. It's all coming into our consciousness now.
What's happening, folks? It's happening. It's about damn time. Many of us have been waiting for a long, long time, folks. So
that's right.
On to me, I'm going, let's get the damn thing going already.
Yep. So, and then another thing happened on July 25th. There was a portal that opened up, and that's the Lion's Gate. And every year, the Lion's Gate, you know, usually comes in on August 8th. But this year, It's an 8-8-8 year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, really rare that we have a 3-8. So the Stargate is fully open, and we're connecting with a couple of the star systems plus the energy from the Pyramid of Giza. So a lot of our Egyptian lives are coming through.
Oh, that's hysterical. I've been doing a lot of readings and a lot of...
And this is a huge cosmic ascension event because it's all going to activate us. It's going to really shift our DNA and propel us upwards. So for those of you who kind of understand what I'm talking about, if you're in meditation and, you know, you're feeling the Egyptian energy come through, let it come through because it's activating codes in you. And that's the purpose of this lion's gate. Even if you're seeing, like, things with lions all over. I was watching TV and all of a sudden this huge lion appeared. I'm like, oh, my God. So just let that in because it is here to activate you and get your codes going and activate your DNA. And
what's the lion's gate doing again? I just blacked out there for a little bit.
The lion's gate is the portal.
Oh, the portal. Yeah. Sorry, folks. We're in the store, so I'm like a little kid. I'm distracted by looking at everything. So,
yeah.
Like, when is that up?
And so, and you know, 888 obviously is abundance, 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 abundance. So this is a great time for manifestation.
Ooh.
Use this time and use this energy to manifest what it is that you want for your life going forward. So that's what's happening. As we move forward, you know, and more planets go retrograde, you'll feel the energy, you'll feel yourself shift. Friday is July 31st, this coming Friday, is the blue moon. Called blue moon is that we already had a full moon in July 1st. So this is the second full moon of the month.
Oh.
And so, you know, when you hear the expression once in a blue moon,
yeah,
that's where it comes from. So
oh.
The moon is actually supposed to be blue in color.
Oh.
And every sign is affected differently by this full moon.
Oh.
Like for me, it's about, like for Pisces, it's all about intuition and heightened sensitivity and psychicness. So I'm going to actually post the forecast for each sign for the full moon on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So you can go in and look at that. But you know, do your full moon ceremony. Remember, full moon is for release of whatever you don't want. So have your little ceremony, whatever is not serving you anymore, whatever you want to get through, especially during this Venus retrograde time, if you're releasing emotions regarding whatever relationship. You know, have your little ceremony on Friday, do your burning ceremony, write it down, throw it into the fire, and let it go. And let it go is my theme. Every time I open Facebook, I see the words, let it go, let it go, let it go. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. It's hard because I'm a very family-oriented person, and when I have to let things go in regards to my family, it's like, it's a struggle. But
been there, done it.
But I got to do it. It's just, there's no point in feeling
it. I didn't do it overnight, let me tell you.
No, it's hard to do it overnight.
I had to take medication.
So was about the time.
No more.
Yeah. People don't respect you. If people don't recognize you for your talent and what you do, then you just have to move on, you know. You have to be seen, and I'm not being seen. And that really was very distressing to me on Sunday.
As I will get away from her,
I see you, Marie. No, but I meant by my family.
Oh.
You know, I need to be recognized. And so if you're feeling that way, that you're not feeling recognized, you're not being seen, take a step back and look at yourself. Because I recognize myself for what I am. I recognize my talents for what I am. I know what I can do, and frankly, that's good enough.
You guys have to sit here and look at the fact of whether or not you're willing to accept what it is your relationship is with your family. Only you can make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you stay in your family relationship the way it is and you don't challenge it and want it to change, then you can't be mad and upset that it isn't changing if you're not willing to do what you have to do.
Right.
Not everybody has to walk away from it. Many of us do. You know,
yeah.
Doesn't mean you stop loving, though. It doesn't mean you stop loving.
No, absolutely not.
But you got to love yourself enough to go, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
Can't do it anymore.
And the thing is, you know, you can you can talk to family members, you can say things, but if they still don't acknowledge, what else are you going to do? You're going to just say, all right, this is who I am. If you can't see me for who I am, whose loss is it? It's not mine. It's your loss.
Yep, exactly.
So you just go on your merry way and, you know, go to family functions and you smile and you chit-chat and then you say, see you later. Have fun.
Or you have nothing to do with them anymore. You know, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I come from a very family-oriented family. So I couldn't just cut it off. But it's the times when we're not together that I feel that there should be a different relationship. So I have to get over that because I'm not getting that relationship. And it's like, well, that's fine then. You know, I have my relationship with the two people that are the most important to me, and that's my parents. And I will continue, you know, to nurture that. Your parents are only around for as long as they're around. You know.
Marie's looking at me. Parents around.
So if you're going through this kind of stuff, you kind of see how I'm talking it out and rationalizing it and making it accepting for myself.
Yeah.
So these are the things that the energies are bringing out. So, you know, if you need to have a dialogue with someone or you need to have a dialogue with yourself, hey, do it. Take the time. It's worth it. It'll help you get through these energies a lot better. And let me tell you, if you need to cry. It doesn't matter if you're driving down the road and tears are coming down you and your people are looking at you, just let it out because it needs to come out. So,
and probably going, oh, my God, is that Marie lately?
What happened
to Marie? Why did she cry?
Well, you know, and I mean, emotions are really being, played with right now. So, you know, I could be watching TV and watching a commercial and all of a sudden start crying. But we need to release that. So never hold it in. Never think that you're weak. And never think that, you know, if you're a male that you're not man enough. Tears are the best thing that you can release.
I think it was Sunday. My God, it was off and on. I was really creative that day, so a lot of drawing. And my God, I was crying left and right. And I'd be laughing and going, oh, my God. It can feel like it's the bipolar express. But it's those emotions that are coming up, and you have to look at them and release them.
Absolutely. So, like I said, do not feel bad about expressing your emotions. And, you know, you'll get through it if you can find a friend to talk to, if you can go to a place where there's like-minded people, and so that you're not going, oh, I thought I was going through this by myself. You know, that's the best thing. And, you know, like Friday when I met with my friend, and I was saying, God, I'm feeling this, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm having the same symptoms. And we have another friend who really felt it strongly because she's ascending so fast that she's having a hard time. But it's all the same kind of thing. So if you talk to people about it and you talk to someone who's experiencing, then you don't feel like you're shut in by yourself. There's somebody else who's saying, yeah, I'm feeling it too. You're not alone. How do we get through this? What do you do? This is what I do. Best thing. Best thing for it.
I have nothing to add to that, Marie. I have nothing to add.
That's it.
But just so you guys, you're feeling it in Chelsea, but the outside. Now's the time to be outside. Hug a tree. It's amazing. I just worked on somebody energetically, and they never hugged a tree before, and I brought them outside, and they hugged it. And they never felt the energy until they hugged a tree, and they're going, oh, my God, now I get it. So be out there. They're here to support us. If you can swim in the water, go in the water. Let it just, all your emotions be released there.
Yeah.
And then let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. And you'll see that over and over. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And
there's a reason that the kids are into the Frozen movie and are obsessed with that song, Let It Go. Those are the ones they wanted over and over and over. There's a reason for it.
Well, not only that, but I've noticed, too, on Facebook, there's a lot of different people now making different signs with the word let it go.
Oh,
let
it
go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
So that, you know, because of this energy, because of Venus being in retrograde, that is the message of the 2 or 3 weeks that it's going backwards. So if you're seeing that message over and over, pay attention. It's just not random, you know. your guides are telling you something.
Exactly, Marie. And then journal, you guys. You'll gain more clarity and understanding.
Yeah.
Can't say that enough. Can't say it enough.
I know. And I'm bad on journaling. I'm just not a journaler. I'm not moved. I'm painting, I'm making my little abundance boxes, and I'm using that for my little therapy.
Well, there you go. There you go. Get it out some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Positively.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
So, this may end up being a short show just because.
You know what? Also, set your intent. Set your intent on what you want to say in the moment. Don't think about the next day. Because even a minute from now is the future. So plan what it is that you'd like to see the day be and just let it unfold for you. So,
exactly.
And then you're not going to be disappointed.
Yep.
So you're just out of the way.
Yeah, because remember, too, we're in a time where everything is shifting. So you may have something planned and all laid out, and 10 minutes later, everything goes upside down and changes. So just don't get worked up about it. Just work with the universe and work with the flow.
I sometimes wonder if there really is a plan, if they know what the plan is. And they're all scattered up and going, down, hurry, get together. But there is a plan. There's an infrastructure to it, but it's all the little steps inside that shifts and maneuvers and changes. So
exactly. So, and remember, you know, go to our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. I try to post as much as I can about the energies so people can understand what's going on. And remember, we're always available by phone if you want to call us or email us. Remember, we do readings. We're here to help you through it.
We have a studio audience member here standing up here. You have a question, ma'am.
I am just soaking in all the information that you are providing. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Oh, crystals and stones, you guys. Crystals and stones, even though they've been dug out of the earth, their programs are, they're going through ascension as well. So stones are affecting us differently than what they have before. So there's a lot of people who are really tuning into them. So if you haven't had one, you haven't looked into them, but you're thinking about them, go check it out. Find and see what they're all about. Start looking it up and maybe find a metaphysical store and see what's jumping out at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed at how that will start with your shifting. So it can be that simple, using a crystal stone. Rose quartz is really big right now. That keeps you in that love, the divine love. So,
and actually moonstone is really good for these energies right now too, because they'll help calm you. So you can always put a piece of moonstone under your pillow to help guide you through this energy. So, and not everybody's attracted to moonstone. I am.
I wish I could use it. Let me tell you.
So,
mine's rose quartz. I have to use rose quartz.
So everybody, you know, it's different, but just whatever you are feeling when you touch the stone, if it resonates with you, then that's the stone, you know, that you should use. So if your stone breaks, don't freak out. If your pendulum breaks, don't freak out. It's just that it could either, you know, be wanting to split in two, so you have double the use of the stone, or...
And don't throw it in the garbage, you guys.
Yeah.
If you're going to do anything, either put it into a necklace, you know, and...
Or put it in your garden.
Put it in your garden. I mean, put it in your plant. So do something in the garbage can, because that's not where they need to go. So
exactly.
Throw it in the river, send it love, and throw it in the river or lake.
Yeah.
If you don't know what else to do with it, so...
Yeah. So.
Give it back to the earth. Give it back to the earth.
So anyway, I hope we...
You can tell
Marie and I are right talking.
Yeah,
my energy is like winding down. It's like, oh, my guys are going, okay, you gave the information.
We did.
It's time to wind down. So thank you. We know it's a shorter show, but this is what we're guided to do. So have a wonderful week. Enjoy the full moon. Do your release ceremonies. And we will catch you next Tuesday for our call-in show.
And stay in a state of gratitude.
Exactly.
So blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They're going.